Okay, so. So continuing some of the halachot of Sefira Omer, so he says like this, we know that when a person makes a beracha, first he has to have it in his mind clearly, which night is tonight. That means it cannot be that the person says the beracha, and then looks around to see what other people are counting, and based on that he counts. That is not a correct way. A person also on top of it, he has to understand what exactly he's saying. So the fact that he counts and he doesn't know what's flying, that's also not correct. He has to either, understand the ma'aseh when he counts the Hebrew. He has to either, that means he has to really recognize what exactly he's saying. So it cannot be that he counts and he doesn't know what's flying. That's also not correct. Now the point is like this. Let's say if he made a mistake in the count. If he remembers Tokir Dibur, which is the time that a person would say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, he could fix it. How long does it take to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe? 1 or 2 seconds. So if he made a mistake and he says, tonight is the 13th, tonight is the 14th, right away, no problem. The same beracha could go on the new count. However, if you recognize Le'achar Kedei Dibur, the beracha that what you said is gone. Is no good. So therefore he would have to say another beracha. So that means he recognized 3 seconds, 4 seconds afterwards, the fact that he counted 13 was not correct. Tonight is the 14th. So then the bottom line, you would have to say another beracha. The original beracha, you made a mistake. That wasn't the 13th. So that would be beracha lebatala. So a person therefore has to recognize clearly what is tonight, then and only then, once it's clear in his head, then he starts counting, and then he counts the correct beracha. Now, the question is, Rahman al-Islam, if somebody who is in prison, so would you be allowed to count the sefira under the circumstances when a person is in prison? So what's the problem? Imprisonment itself is one issue. The fact that they have over there, Rahman al-Islam, some of the locations that they have these cells, inside the cell, there is bathroom. So then, there is no walls. There is no door, there is no nothing. I guess they did it in order to be able to make sure that you don't want to come back here once again. That the person will be embarrassed, that in front of other cellmates, he would have to use the facilities, Rahman al-Islam. So the bottom line, the question is, would you be allowed to make the count under those circumstances? For sure you cannot say the beracha. That bichlal is not a discussion. So the varim shebe kedusha, it is prohibited to be said inside the bathroom, that's Isur de Oraita. You cannot say Divre Torah there. You cannot put on tefillin there. That for sure is out. The only question is, Afilu be Machshava be Hirhur is a major, major question in the poskim. Hirhur be Divre Torah in Mekomot HaMetunafot, in locations that is Metunaf, which means like a bathroom. Hirhur, to think about Divre Torah, is that Isur Torah violation? Is that Isur the Rabbanon violation? That's a machloket. To think about Divrei Torah is a machloket. What is it? Is it Isur the Oraita or Isur the Rabbanon? But to say Divrei Torah, to say Divrei Torah, to say Beracha, or Devarim Shebe Kedusha, like Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, that for sure, no question about it. Inside the bathroom, there is not even a discussion. It would be completely absurd for a person to say Divrei Torah inside the bathroom, a Beracha inside the bathroom. There is no such thing. But the question is, what about performance of a mitzvah without a beracha inside the bathroom? Is there such a thing or not? Rabbi Vadia brings a proof. The Gemara says, when we have a mitzvah, last week's parasha, Parashat Kedoshim, the Patsuch tells us, Ibn Seba Takum Vadarta Penezaqin, that for the elderly you have to get up. Seva, which means somebody who is old, either 70, according to Kabbalah, after 60, according to Rabbeinu Arizal, a person is supposed to get up once they come within our Dalet Amud, which is about, each Amah is about 19 inches. So the question is, the Gemara asks this question, Yachol Yamud Lefana Bebet HaKiseh Bebet HaMerchatz. So Zaken means Zeh Shekana Chochma. It could be a Talmid Chacham, 20 years old, if he knows sufficient amount of Torah knowledge, you would have to also get up. So the question is, the Gemara asks this question, Yachol afilu bebet hakise bebet hamerchatz. You might imagine it also applies in bet hakise bebet hamerchatz, which means in public bathhouse, in a bad house or bathroom? Does it also apply in a bad house and a bathroom? Talunomar takum vehadarta. The Torah tells us takum vehadarta. You have to get up, but it has to be a hidur. Hidur means glorification. Since the pasuk uses such a language, that it has to be in a location out of glorification, that there is such a thing to glorify. So the bottom line in the location of bathroom and bathhouse is not glorification. So therefore you would be exempt. But 1 second, it's a major proof. That means if there wouldn't be a pasuk of takum vehadarta, if the exemption would not come from the pasuk, the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah would be a mitzvah. So therefore that means a person would be allowed to perform a mitzvah. Over here comes the pasuk to tell us that we are it's not included, it's excluded. You are exempt. You don't get up in a location that is not honorable. So if that's the case, any other mitzvah, you would be allowed to perform without the beracha. So therefore, this is the case. So that means, if a person has no other choice, and it's Rosh Hashanah, you could blow the shofar without the beracha, avtekiah, lishma kol shofar, lulav and etrog, you could shake without making a beracha. And the counting of the omer, you would be allowed to say without saying the pesukim and without saying the lam natsayach and the beracha on it, based on this factor. But in general, you should know the whole question bichlal. If a person has a choice, he should not even think about divrei mitzvah inside the bathroom. A person should occupy himself with other things. Let me just end. But they bring the Sefer HaChassidim. Sefer HaChassidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, one of the Rishonim, he brings that if Rahman al-Islam, Hirhurim Rahim, if a man would have bad thoughts inside the bathroom, it's better for a person to learn Divrei Torah, to learn in order to be able to take off his mind from Avera of having bad thoughts. So that means between the two, between bad and worse, you choose the bad over worse. Is the disrespect to the Torah. But Lema Aseh, in order for a person's Machshava not to run wild, a person would be allowed to, to do this rather than the other avera.